Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, a jewel of a city fronting on the blue Atlantic just north of the Tropic of Capricorn. When it's winter in Metropolis, it's summer in Rio. And a beautiful summer it was when Lois and I were there. We were covering a story on the World Banking Committee meeting. Dull stuff, but it left plenty of time for us to take in the scenic beauty, local color, and great food. The day it all started, we were seated in a small sidewalk cafe in the Copacabana, overlooking the sea. The sun was bright, the weather balmy.
This is absolutely scrumptious, Clark. What's it called?
Churrasco misto.
It's like a shish kebab.
With a Brazilian accent.
What's in it?
Beef, pork, all kinds of things.
The sauce is out of this world.
What's that?
I don't know. Abeyas! As abeyas! What's she saying?
I don't know.
As abeyas! Vamos!
Abeyas!
It's the bees! It's the bees!
Lois, look at the sky!
Clark, that's impossible!
Take a beehive and multiply it by a million. That should give you some idea of what we were looking at. It was as if every hive in the world had been dropped in the city of Rio. The skies to the north and west were black with insects. The drone was deafening. And these bees weren't the ordinary garden variety of yellow jacket. These were killer bees. They dropped down on the Copacabana to the north, and we watched them approach in a black wave, swarming into open windows, alighting in droves on people in the street, screaming down from the skies and even attacking cars, buzzing, stinging, killing. Lois and I made it to the lobby of our hotel just a couple of hundred yards away. Doors were locked behind us, windows closed, blinds drawn. But hundreds were still left in the street, and they crushed against the doors, pounded at the glass.
How long will it last?
I don't know. I've never seen anything like it.
They've got to let those people in.
Come on, Lois. Let's get up to our rooms and see if we can get a line out of here.
They've smashed a window. The bees are coming in.
Into the elevator.
What floor are we on?
10. Let's hope we get there before the bees. A few of them got in.
I got one.
Chalk up two more.
Ugh.
We killed 5 bees in the elevator to only 2 stings, so you might say we came out on top. In the room with the air conditioner going and door tightly shut, we could breathe a sigh of relief. While Lois tried to reach Metropolis, I stared out the window. The bees were disappearing,
Hello?
Lifting upward in great
Hello?
Swarms and buzzing north
yes,
and west.
Operator.
But they
I'll
had
wait.
Left their toll. Along the Copacabana, on the beach, in the side streets, hundreds lay dead and dying.
I've got the planet.
Tell Jimmy to send down a can of DDT.
Hello? Chief? Lois Lane. Of course we're still in Rio. Oh, fine. This place is just a hive of activity. Never mind the World Banking Committee. Listen to this.
Lois filled in what we knew at that point, and later we learned the full facts on television. There were 107 dead, hundreds more in critical condition. Brasilia had been attacked, and being closer to the jungles, their casualties were twice those of Rio. At the airport, a landing jet had its engines clogged with the insects and crashed in flames. That night, a meeting was called at the government house, and since we were press, Lois and I covered it.
I believe most of you know me. I'm the Minister of Defense. But very frankly, ladies and gentlemen, I find myself at a loss to suggest anything to defend our country against this strange invader. Let me give you a short report. The bees seem to be rising both in the Mato Grosso and the Amazon basin. They have attacked not only our city of Rio, but also Brasilia, Manaus, and points north as far as Trinidad. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, they seem to be threatening the Caribbean islands and even Miami in the southern United States. Now, may I present someone who might have an answer? I am only a politician. Dr. Ramirez is one of our leading entomologists, a bug expert, in case you wonder.
Let me get rid of a few bugaboos at the very beginning. We can use DDT. We can turn to other insecticides. We can try smoke. We can poison the bees. But, ladies and gentlemen, the bees are in such abundance that we shall also poison our populace.
The meeting went on for over 2 hours. A lot of talk, a lot of shouting. But in the end, no real answers. When it broke up, Lois and I introduced ourselves to Dr. Ramirez and took him out for a cup of Brazilian coffee.
Mira,
One thing I don't understand, Dr. Ramirez, what brought the bees to Rio, to Brasilia, to the other cities? What brought them out of the jungle in the first place?
Who can say, Miss Lane? Some upset, perhaps, in the balance of nature, insufficiency of food, some freak accident.
Ordinary bees are pollinizers. They're attracted to certain flowers.
The killer bees are no different.
In which case, couldn't we lure them back into the jungle?
How?
By imitating, artificially producing the scents that attract them.
A splendid idea, Mr. Kent. But you would need such great quantities.
Not if a super concentrate could be developed and liquefied.
I don't get it.
Dr. Ramirez, can you show us the plants and give us samples of the odors that attract the bees?
Of course.
Oh, you're thinking of the aromatics industry, right?
Right.
Aromatics?
It's a whole new industry, Dr. Ramirez. Really big business. Room deodorizers with billion scents, furniture waxes, even clothing. They can duplicate almost any scent or fragrance in the world.
But how long would it take? And how would you use it?
Details, Dr. Ramirez, mere details. We'll work them out later. Right now, I think we'd better put our noses to the grindstone. Or the flowers. Dr. Ramirez provided samples of the scents, and they were airshipped to aromatic chemical manufacturers throughout the world. Phone calls, telegrams, and cables flew between Europe, North America, and Asia. The bees had returned to Rio, to Brasilia, and mounted new attacks on the Caribbean islands. But a week later, the first shipments of the duplicated scents were flown into Rio. Contained in giant cylindrical steel tanks, liquefied under high pressure, they were offloaded on the waterfront. It was time to put my plan to the test.
Now that you've got the concentrate, what are you going to do with it?
Me? Nothing. I was thinking of Superman.
But he's not here. And how do you know where he is? And what if you can't...
No time for idle chatter, Lois.
Where are you going?
Government House. I just got an idea.
Clark, wait for me.
No time. I charged out of the hotel into the night, found a telephone booth, ducked in, performed my Superman quick change act, and took off. In seconds, I reached the waterfront and found the cylinders neatly laid out on the docks. I picked up about a dozen. They were just what we'd ordered. The aromatic liquefied and the cylinders made with push-button valves, very much like an aerosol can. The scent could be let out in the stream or in short bursts. I tested a couple, headed upward, and waited for daylight. The bees came early, not long after dawn. The city below was at a standstill, not a soul in sight. They clogged the skies to the west and north like a giant black curtain, rising out of the jungles of the Mato Grosso and Amazon in the millions. Since I was the only tasty morsel in sight, they made a beeline for me. And I let go with the first cylinder. Nothing happened. The bees were all over me, screaming, stinging, angry. Of course, they couldn't penetrate my skin, but that didn't make me feel any happier. If my great idea didn't work, the city of Rio and maybe the rest of the world would be at their mercy. I figured the first cylinder was a dud and threw it far out into the sea. I tried the second. The first one had been a duck. This time, the bees went crazy. Tearing into the cloud of concentrated scent like angry dogs, fighting each other, tearing the skies apart. Now I knew I had them. It was a simple matter to back up and leave a trail of scent before me. The bees followed the bursts of gas like fish on a chum line. I went backwards faster and faster, and they kept up with me. Soon, the city of Rio disappeared. The countryside spread out below, and the first foliage of jungles appeared. The skies above Rio and Brasilia were clear, and the bees were back in the jungle where they belonged. All that remained now was to pick up more of the cylinders and do the same for Caracas, Trinidad, and the Caribbean. That would take a little time, of course, but would also give me an opportunity to think up some excuse for Lois about where Clark Kent had been. No doubt she'd have a bee in her bonnet about it.